Thank you. potentiae, tuae, miracula, exiam, and sexu fertili, victoria, martyrii, cantalisti, concede, propitius, utqui, beate, philomene, virginis, et martyris, tuae, natalitia, colimus, per eius ad te exempla, gratiamur, per nominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui fecum vivit et regnat, in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula, saeculorum. Sustenentes. dixit Iesus discipulis suis, parabolam hom, simile erit regnum celorum, decem virginibus, quae accipientes lampades suas exierunt opium sponso, expanse, quinque autem ex eis erant fatuae, et quinque prudentes, sed quinque fatuae acceptis lampadibus non subserunt oleum secum, prudentes vero acceperunt oleum in vases suis cum lampadibus. Moram autem faciente sponso vomitaverunt omnes et dormierunt. Media autem nocte clama factus est, ecce sponsus venit exite ovium ei. Tum surrexerum omnes virgines ille, et honaverunt lampades suas. Fatuae autem sapientibus dixerunt, date nobis Deo Leo vestro, quia lampades nostrae extinguiguntur. Responderunt prudentes dicentes, ne forte non sufficiat nobis et vobis, ite potius ad vedentes et emite vobis. Tum autem erant emere venit sponsus, eque parate erant intraverum cum eo a nuptius, et clausa est janua novissime vero venivenium et reliquae virgines dicentes. Domine, Domine, aperi nobis, ad ille respondens eir, amen, dico vobis, nescio vos, vigilate itaque, quia exitis diem, neque horam.
These are the words of today's Alleluia verse for this wonderful saint today, Saint Philomena, virgin and martyr. I've never said this, never made a homily on Saint Philomena. I've never had a mass for Saint Philomena, so this is very unusual, not just for me, but for you. It's a special grace from our bishop who gave us permission today on this feast of Saint Philomena. As you know, Saint Philomena was removed from the calendar of the Catholic Church in the early 60s. This doesn't mean we can't have devotion, as Pope Paul VI says, but she just was removed for one reason or another, primarily because they didn't really have a lot of information that they could use. Now, I don't know whether that was justified or not. There were a lot of things going on in the early 60s that men thought, or people in the church thought, they were doing what was right, and they wanted to update the church, aggiornamento, as it were. So we got rid of Latin, we got rid of the three Hail Marys after Mass, we changed the Mass after Vatican II. Vatican II didn't require it, of course, but Pope Paul VI gave us a new Mass. And this was all done in the guise of updating the church. Now, whether that was good or not, you can have your own opinion. One thing that did happen is that Saint Filomena and others were removed for various reasons, sad to say. But when you think about this wonderful saint, she is certainly the antidote for our world today, and maybe that's why she was removed. Padre Pio said it was the work of the devil to remove this saint. Why is she so important? Well, she's so important, like all the other virgins of the church, to remind us of how important virginity is, and purity and chastity, and how virginity is the safeguard of purity. And if those who opt for being virgins, it's a wonderful grace, especially in the guise of especially a woman who gives up motherhood to become the virgin bride of Jesus Christ. And that's, of course, that's what we all are. Psalm 44, from which this is taken, be as the virgins, as I mentioned, the virgin shall come and be brought to the king. Her companions shall be brought to thee with gladness. Virgins will follow the king, Jesus Christ, in heaven. And this is also a wonderful commentary on the marriage, too. Marriage is for this world and procreation, and it's a wonderful vocation for most of you here today. And you're married and bringing children into the world, right? That's for this world. But for heaven, we will all be spouses of God, Jesus Christ. We will be his spouse, and that's so important. That's what we're going to be doing. As you know, human love and marriage, there's no closer bond in this world than the marriage of a husband and wife. No closer bond. And it's holy because it's based on the incarnation. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ, the Word, took on upon himself a human nature. In a way, according to Don Colombo Marmion, he wedded human nature. And that's why the king has a marriage feast for his son. The son is God, the son, the word, and the marriage feast is his becoming a human being. That is a marriage, similar to a marriage in a way. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And it goes back to, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, one flesh. Most wonderful thing in the world. And that's what we're all going to be, spouses of Jesus Christ. It's also based, in a way, on the Trinity. The Father loves his Son and begets the Son. The Son and the Father love one another, and the fruit of their love is the Holy Spirit. It's a Trinity, it's a family. So we see how marriage is important and how human love in this world is important for procreation. So those who opt for virginity, like Saint Filomena and so many other virgins, they choose not to marry, because they choose their bride, Jesus Christ. And that's why Saint Filomena suffered so much at the hands of Diocletian, the emperor. We don't know all this from documented fact, except from three mystics. All three of them were given the same story, and they're all from different places. And it's the same revelation by Saint Filomena to them of her life. Basically, in some quick summary, her parents were pagans and without children. Her mother wanted a child, and they had a Catholic man in their family, not the family, but in their mansion and so on, who worked for them. He told them to become Christians and they would have a child. They became Christians, and a year later, we have Saint Filomena was born. Her father had to go to Diocletian, the emperor. He was a king in Greece, and Romans were going to make war on them, so he went to them to beg for peace. And when Diocletian saw Filomena, how beautiful she was, she's about 13 years of age, he made a proposal for marriage, but she refused. Her father begged her to take it, and of course told her that she'd be an empress and so on, but she had already chosen Jesus Christ, I think at 11 years of age, to become his spouse with a vow of chastity that she would never marry because she has chosen Jesus Christ for his spouse. And despite all the entreaties of and persuasions of the Emperor Diocletian, she said no. Finally, he gave up and he started to put punishments on her, threw her in a dungeon, and then he decided he was going to kill her. The archers took arrows and shot at her, and of course he threw her in the Tiber with an anchor, and the angels delivered her. Later, they threw more arrows, heated arrows, and ironically, the arrows went back to the archers and six men were killed. All these miracles, he still thought that she was a witch, and he wanted to punish her, of course, especially because she wouldn't marry him. And then, of course, he chopped off her head. Final way to die. My dear friends, this is why God loves this particular saint and loves virginity so much, because this is what people choose. They choose the Lord, Jesus Christ, giving up the pleasures of the flesh. We have no more greater pleasures, of course, than eating food for pleasure and having sexual activity. God gives us the pleasure in eating food and the pleasure in sexual intercourse because he wants us to do it. So those who choose not to have the sexual pleasure please God very much because they make him their beloved spouse. In a way, they jump the gun. They do it in this world in preparation for the next, because that's what we're all going to be doing, as I mentioned. We're all going to be spouses of Jesus Christ in heaven. What else are we going to do but love in heaven? And we're going to love an infinite being, Almighty God. Don't think you're going to be sitting on a cloud and strumming a harp, right? That's very boring, my friends. You can have that. I don't want that. But we're going to be in love with God. And because God is infinite, we're going to have to spend all eternity, adoring and honoring and learning about God and seeing him face to face. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. The accidental pleasures of heaven are also wonderful. No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more hunger, no more thirst, no more wheelchairs, no more canes, no more this, no more that. No more earth. Earth is gone, and it will have heaven, with the saints, and with Saint Philomena. Now, just getting back a little bit to the night to Saint Philomena and the devotion that was given to her, it is absolutely amazing. When you read the various commentaries, and by the way, you can go to Google and look up Saint Philomena. That's what I did yesterday, and I read about 6 or 7 pages of her life and the various aspects of her life, the discovery of her tomb, and the various saints who prayed to her during the 19th century especially, and the various popes, all the popes, from Gregory the 16th to Pius the 9th, to Leo the 13th, Pius the 10th, Benedict the 15th, Pius the 11th, all honored St. Philomena, usually with some sort of an offering, a vessel or a chalice or something to show their appreciation. Pius the 9th himself was cured as a young priest, as a young boy, young man. I don't know if he was a priest at that time, but he had epilepsy, and he was cured of his epilepsy. So he was forever grateful, of course, to St. Philomena and so many other people. And the list of saints from the Curé of Ars to Blessed Anna Maria Teigi and so many others, they all, Peter Julian Imard, Pauline Jericho, all, it's like a list of all the saints of the 19th centuries, all paid homage to this wonderful saint, right? Making pilgrimages to her shrine outside the city of Naples in that area. So it's a most wonderful story of what she did and the various people that have been hurt, her helped by her. Today we're going to use the oil that comes from the lamp that burns at her sanctuary, miraculous oil. One of the first miracles was a woman who dipped her hand in the oil and placed it upon her child's eyes, and the child who had been blind, I think she was about 2 years of age, could now see. And it was the most wonderful miracle because of the blessed oil of St. Philomena. We're also going to bless the cords, the St. Philomena cord, which is red and white. Red because she's a martyr, and white because she's a virgin, that you can wear, as we might say, for your virtue of purity and chastity. That'd be a wonderful thing to have your children wear, especially, my friends, nowadays, when we're bombarded with sexuality, pleasure, have pleasure, and so on. Sexual pleasure all over the place. My dear friends, it's ugly when you look at the things that we're seeing in the various movies, in the internet, and so on. And what they're making pleasure, sexual pleasure, the ideal, all right? Do it, do it, do it, and so on. Recently, I was just reading an article about the Beatles. The Beatles, what about the Beatles? Were they good guys or bad guys? According to this article, they ushered in, again, this various cultural revolution. And their trinity, their blessed trinity, was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And haven't we all been influenced by the Beatles and the whole 60s and generation of the late 20th century? My dear friends, this was all the work of Satan. He infiltrated the church. He told Pope Leo XIII, God, Leo XIII heard him, I can destroy your church. And he said he was given more time and more power. And we can see what happened in the 20th century, that century, from probably 1917 when Fatima came to the present time, where he has changed the church, changed traditions. This is one of the reasons why Pope Pius XII didn't want a council. He knew that the modernists and the progressives and the innovators were lurking in the wings. And Satan would use these Judases. They thought they were doing something good. Let's update the church. I thought they were doing something good. I was there. Let's be like everybody else, the religious cried out. Let's be like everybody else. And pretty soon, the religious and priests were like everybody else. And so many priests and religious left the priesthood and religious life to get married and do their own thing. I was there. It's a miracle that I'm here preaching now, my friends, because I was there with all my friends and all my buddies, and they were wonderful men, but we got confused. The devil got into us. We were thought to update the church, so we threw out this and we threw out that. We threw out prayer. We threw out the habit. We threw out this. We got rid of all the strictness and so on, and what did we have? We had nothing. We were just like everybody else, and that's what happened. And that's the shame of the last 60 years. So many priests left the ministry. I've read up to 100,000 priests left the ministry after Vatican II. Right? 100,000. The statistics today are 90% of the nuns that were living, and maybe many have died, but many left. We only have about 10% of the nuns that we had at the time of pre-Vatican II. So this has been a disaster. And the devil infiltrated the church, and he was instrumental with the Beatles to get rid of purity. Do it, do it, and do it, and so on. All right? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that's what they've been singing. They're still singing it, and the kids are still buying it. All right? If you don't believe me, go down the high street. Get on the ferry about 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday and see all the girls coming over from Portsmouth or going to Portsmouth for their clubs. They look like they're in the state of undress. It's absolutely absurd. So we need virginity, we need chastity for our time. We need it for our church, which is now plagued by all kinds of infidelity, unchastity, scandals on scandals. I'm reading, and I gave you information about the In Sinu Jesu, the book on the Blessed Sacrament of Adoration, and how important it is. And God has raised up a monastery in Ireland so that the priests will give themselves to adoration. And he's going to renew his priesthood by adoration. And that's why we've pushed adoration here. And we gave you those bulletins for the last four Sundays on adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Come to me, all you who are labor and are burdened. By the way, interest in that book, In Sinu Jesu, Jesus talks about giving us heavenly intercessors, saints in heaven who will intercede for us. This priest was given various intercessors, Mother Mechtilde, the great Benedictine for the Blessed Sacrament, Mother Yvonne, another Benedictine in the 20th century. He was given Don Columba Marmion, Peter Julian Imard, all priests and religious, holy people dedicated to the Blessed Sacrament, who are his heavenly intercessors. And Jesus tells us through the priest to pray to our heavenly intercessors, one of which should be this particular great saint, Saint Philomena. Go to her. Go to your favorite saint. Maybe it was Saint Lawrence yesterday, the martyr. Saint John Vianney that we celebrated the other day, also a great advocate of Saint Philomena. He attributed, the great Saint John Vianney, the curé of Ars, attributed all his miracles to Saint Philomena. So my friends, this is a very special day, and it's certainly a more important time in our world to get back to Saint Philomena, to get back to purity and chastity and virginity, right? Otherwise, we'll lose our soul. Our Blessed Lady said at Fatima that many souls will go to hell because no one prays for them. She said most souls go to hell because of the sins of the flesh. She also said many marriages are not good. People aren't even marrying nowadays, just living together with partners from one partner to the next. Sister Lucia told Cardinal Caffaro that the final battle, this is it, the final battle between Satan and Our Lady is over marriage. My friends, and that's what we're going through right now. This is the final battle, marriage. We have Amoris Laetitia, which is coming down from the Vatican, from the Pope, allowing divorced and remarried people to go to Holy Communion. My friends, this is a blasphemy. Three sacraments are destroyed: confession, marriage, and the Holy Eucharist. That's the devil's tool. The devil wants to destroy the church, and he's going to use all we can. One of the aspects of the Fatima secret is that the apostasy will begin at the top. La Salette said Rome will lose the faith. So we're in very strange times, my friends. Our only hope is Our Lady. And Blessed Saint Philomena is Our Lady's princess. She is the great beginning, precursor in a way to Our Lady in our lives. Go to Saint Philomena and Our Lady will be taking care of you. Saint Philomena is very special to Our Lady because of the virginity, because of the love she had for her son, the Virgin, offering her whole body and suffering incredibly for this. No wonder, of course, she's so honored with so many miracles. You can read about it. It's just unbelievable. And the amount of people who have been dedicated to her. And it's all because of her great love for Jesus Christ, her virginity, her purity. Remember what the Lord said on the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the clean of heart, they shall see God. If you are clean of heart, you will see God in heaven, of course. But if you're also clean of heart on this earth, you will see God. If you're not clean of heart, all right, you're not clean of heart and you're obsessed with pornography and sexual pleasure and everything else, all right, my friends, you will not see God. All right, you will not see God. You'll be one of the foolish virgins without sanctifying grace. So the clean of heart will see God in all things, and you'll see what's going on in our world and realize that we're in one of the greatest, or if not the greatest, crisis the church has seen. And the people are falling by the wayside. The apostasy is here. 90% of the Catholics don't go to church on Sunday. 90%. How are they going to be saved? My friends, if this is not the great apostasy, I don't know what it's going to be. This is it. And we got to do more. We got to pray our rosaries morning, noon, and night. We got to practice virtue. We got to be chaste and pure. We got to encourage our children to be chaste and pure. We got to obey the commandments, because the devil knows how to trick us. And he's given us pleasure, pleasure, pleasure for this world. And people are buying it. But what's going to happen in the next? All right, I've already said too much already, but I hope some of this makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense to me. That's why I'm speaking it, to remind you and remind me that we got to get back to basics. St. Philomena tells us to get back to basics. Purity, chastity, being clean of heart, and then we will see God, and then we will have heaven, heaven, heaven for all eternity with our beloved spouse, Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you.
Dominus vobiscum. Oremus.
In